Now, the government should not relax its policy on the importation of liquefied natural gas. That's according to a group of senior climate and energy experts who have written to Taoiseach Micheál Martin, urging him to rethink any plans to import the fossil fuel. We're joined now by one of those academics who signed this letter, Professor Hannah Daly, Professor in Sustainable Energy Systems at UCC. Good morning and thank you for joining us. Why did you decide to write to the Taoiseach?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. We wrote this letter in response to recent media reports indicating that the governments may be intending to change its policy on liquefied natural gas, LNG, to support commercial operation and possibly imports of fracked gas from the United States. We wanted to ensure that the Taoiseach was aware of the latest data and projections, which supports the need to urgently reduce gas use, which is an objective affirmed in the programme for government. We also urge the government to base any energy security policy on independent and transparent evidence of the economic, environmental and security implications of LNG, particularly infrastructure that's commercially operated and could result in the import of fracked gas. So we felt that the research should assess the latest data on gas demand trends, which reaffirm the need to urgently move away from natural gas.
LNG is considered a severely polluting energy source. Why is that?
It's because the LNG is made from natural gas, which is a fossil fuel, but it also there's an energy intensive nature of its manufacture and of its transport, and it's associated with leakage of methane, which methane is natural gas, which is also a very potent greenhouse gas. So research shows that LNG, which comes from natural gas from fracked sources like that that originates in the United States, has a very, very strong impact on the climate relative to clean energy alternatives. Any energy security measure involving new natural gas infrastructure should come with really strict safeguards that ensure it doesn't conflict with the government's commitment to radically reduce fossil fuel reliance and meeting our legally binding carbon budgets. We have legislation with carbon budgets, and we have to demonstrate how our energy systems will be in compliance with that legislation.
Now, a recent statement from the Department of the Environment says Ireland does not have adequate resilience in case of a major disruption to our subsea gas import pipelines, and this doesn't currently meet minimum EU standards. A state-led strategic gas emergency reserve operating on a non-commercial basis would provide resilience to the gas service. Work in this area is continuing as a matter of priority. So how can Ireland address this need for energy security without going down the LNG route?
Yes, so Ireland's energy security is vulnerable in the case of a failure or attack on two pipelines from Britain that supply around 80% of our natural gas. That is very unlikely, but it would be really highly damaging. And we're not dismissing LNG out of hand. We're saying that any decision should be based on this data and analysis that considers carbon budgets and clean energy alternatives for securing our energy system. So a full analysis of clean energy alternatives based on domestic renewables, efficiency, electricity interconnection and alternative forms of storage, we feel need to be fully examined. For example, the city of Vienna is investing in what they call a moonshot goal to fully end its dependence on gas, given its exposure to Russian gas. And it may be that a state-led strategic LNG facility which imports gas in the case of an emergency may be the best step for the state. But again, this would need to come with strict safeguards to ensure that it's compatible with this objective of reducing gas demand, that it would act in effect like an insurance policy that we don't intend to use the fossil fuel infrastructure, but it's there in the short to medium term while we're still reliant on gas, while we take measures to rapidly accelerate our independence from fossil fuels.
Professor Hannah Daly, thank you for joining us this morning.